Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Perfect timing as we're back here on our Black and Gold Draft Show of 504 Golf and Entertainment. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Attelier, Mike Hawes, and Deuce McAllister. The Carolina Panthers guys at pick number 8 just selected Arizona wide receiver Ketaroa McMillan. And the Black and Gold now on the clock, gentlemen. Who will it be for the Saints?
I would run up to that board with Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I think he's a difference maker, that two down linebacker, and then on third down, say, sick him. Get after the quarterback. So that would be my choice here.
Well,
he's my highest rated player, Jalen Walker.
And my choice would be a Georgia Bulldog. Being Jalen Walker or Mikael Williams. Both coming off the edge, either of those guys. If they would go offense, I think it would be Tyler Warren.
Warren. I agree with you, Bobby. It's probably Tyler Warren if it's offense, and you know. But from a defensive standpoint, I'm probably leaning towards Jalen Walker as well. You want to play a 3-4 at some point. You're going to have to replace Demario Davis. I think he's a perfect guy, like you said, Mike. I don't have to take him off, and the Saints actually pick is in. Let's see if we can figure it out. They've already run up there, like you said. but for me, it's one or two of the
Georgia players.
Yeah, and it is not a quarterback at number 9, so that tells you right there from the Saints' standpoint.
Yeah, they weren't going to reach and pick Shedeur this high. No.
I told this to Charlie yesterday.
He or Dart.
Is there it's a too player high. You would run to the podium with?
And it's neither one of those guys that we talked about. It is offensive tackle.
From Texas?
From Texas, Banks.
Whoa. Now that shows you right there that you know who's going to be moved on the inside?
Trevor Penning.
Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa. How many times? Mike, I've been saying for 2 years, moving the guard.
That's where he's going. So the Saints for the last, I think it's been since what, 2015? 2016, they've drafted either an offensive lineman.
2014.
Defensive lineman, and they do it again. It's Kelvin Banks Jr., the Texas tackle. Is in. And so the Saints, they ran up to the board. We talked to them today. They talked about establishing the line of scrimmage, whether it was offense or defense, and they have done so with this pick.
Well, I had Kelvin Banks going
he's
to
a little down the line.
Going to the Cardinals at number 16. So I don't know, a 9-16, Mike, is that?
He's a second tackle off the board, and a lot of people coming into the
really
season.
The third,
Missouri. Yeah. Well, coming into the season, he was ranked by most publications as the number one tackle coming into the season. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
Some people
can find some flaws. But if you go back and you look at what Philadelphia did, they dominated the line of scrimmage. And that's exactly what the Saints are trying to do. But I agree with you. It's definitely a sign to back-to-back years. You pick a left tackle and basically a right tackle. And so for Trevor Penning, the opportunity has to go inside.
That's why they're not picking up that $16 million.
You're fine.
And you know what else, Deuce and Mike? We have an offensive head coach.
Well, he's an offensive
head.
I want to protect whoever the quarterback is.
Yes.
Whether it's Derek Carr or whether it's a rookie.
And even when we had Drew Brees, you know what we took for granted? Our offensive line was always kicking ass.
Yeah.
We had a top 3 offensive line. I'm going back with Teron Armstead and all that. You know, going way back, our offensive line, we were dominant. You know, and sometimes, no matter who even had center, guard, tackle, and then when you don't have that, they say, we're not the same. And that's what they're trying to get back to.
The same.
Well, you have to definitely get back to it. You want to open up some holes for some guys. And, from an offensive scheme standpoint, I don't have to help as much. Even though I have some young tackles on the edge, now it's just securing inside for your quarterback and, being able to create some lanes and protect the quarterback.
The one thing with Banks, he has started 3 years, 18-year-old, three-year starter at left tackle for University of Texas. In high school, Texas kid, committed to Oregon. He was going to go to Oregon. Mario Cristobal decides to go to Miami of Florida, opened the door. I remember Coach O, Texas, went after him, and he ended up at Texas. But he has started there since an 18-year-old.
Well, here's a question for you. Does he play left tackle or does he play right
left tackle?
Tackle
all his life?
I know what I'm saying. Do you put him at right tackle?
I put him at left tackle, and then I'm putting Fuaga where he was originally, tackle.
You're going to put him at right tackle?
Yeah, because that's where Fuaga, they made him play left tackle. He was a right tackle.
But I mean, you needed him at left.
Right. So now I think you got your cake and eat it too.
So we're waiting on the official line, but we've been told Kelvin Banks Jr. is the selection for the Saints.
Right now, television showing the inside of the Saints draft room over here.
Like they don't know. The 2025 NFL draft. The New Orleans Saints select Kelvin Banks Jr., tackle, Texas.
The pick is in and official now. Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle out of Texas, joining the black and gold with the ninth overall selection in the 2025 draft, guys.
And the fans aren't hooping and hollering because it's not a skilled player.
Well, they hadn't heard it officially.
That's right.
They hadn't heard it.
There's a delay.
Okay, let me hear this.
Well, there you go.
Well, Bob, I think the excitement is about what
it was the start of a who dap and just who.
Right. Unless you get
not the excitement that you wanted from the fan base in here.
Yeah. But
it's like, what? That's not who we were looking for.
Yeah, but you know, they didn't want a skilled player most of the time. But
that's normally what sells.
I tell you what. Right now on paper, I think in the future, 2 or 3 years to come, and building on this year, we might have the best duo of tackles.
Oh, you'll have the best bookend tackles.
I think in
2 years you should have the best bookend
tackles.
Yeah, in 2 years.
Because
I won't throw them in as rookies. I'll give them
give them a year.
give them a year.
So 2026.
Yeah, young bookend tackles. You should have those guys and both of those guys.
Y'all remember Ramchek, Teron Armstead? I mean, the list goes on and on.
That seems like forever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That we had them here at the tackle spots.
I think about that. Since 2014. The Saints have taken a D lineman or an offensive lineman every year in the first round.
Right. The only really aberration is Olave, but he went in the first round, but so did Penny.
Yeah, but both then, went.
And
in
Eric
first round.
McCoy was the only pick in the second round.
Correct.
So with a of their first round or the pick that they had, that's amazing.
Dude, and Eric, look what you had to give up to get him.
Yeah.
Wondering how you feel about Banks over a guy like Menbu.
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
I think both of them are close.
I think they're both studs.
Do you like caramel in your coffee, or do you want a little
sweet cream?
Yeah, sweet cream, or I'm not a creamer guy, but I mean that's where we're at.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No. I was going winter wheat, but I mean that's a little heavy. You know, it's not cold outside.
I think all the offensive tackles that have been drafted so far, and you know, in our backyard, Will Campbell, they'll all have success. And I think the Mizzou kid, and I think Kelvin Banks Jr., they all could be just as good as Will Campbell in the NFL.
Okay, here's the deal. The Menbu difference between him and Banks. Basically, Menbu, all his career, has played right tackle. Kelvin Banks has played left tackle all his life.
And the other thing, I think both of them are probably maulers as well. Well, Will is probably more of a technician.
Will's the technician.
Yeah, Will's more of a technician. But for Banks and Menbu, they're probably more of maulers, probably like Fuaga as well at his tackle position. He's going to be a guy that's a mauler, you know, but probably didn't get to do it as much this past year.
We think about how the Eagles were built.
Yeah.
And this is reminiscent of them taking a guy that this is how the Eagles won. They won up front,
right,
offensive 100%.
Line. Yeah, and if you can't get Stoutland, the offensive line coach.
No, I want him, though.
Yeah, if you can't get him, then at least get some pretty good players.